Yes.
Hi. I was a little bit getting confused toward the end of your reading because my understanding of samadhi is the one-pointedness of attention, which focuses on the anapana spot.
Yeah.
And whereas vipassana is not.
Okay.
So when you were reading about how it's the same, my understanding just went right out the window. So can you maybe...
Oh, that's great. Well, I think that's something that we tend to assume that somehow, gosh, I can just one point in my mind, I fix it on an object, then I'll have samadhi, I'll get samadhi. But it's much more around, like, I really like the, because one of the problems with is sometimes just the words that we use, the language we use, like the word concentration, like I got to concentrate the mind, and just trying to concentrate the mind, I don't know about you, but I already feel tense and tight. It doesn't make me feel very happy at all. But in the Thai language, when they translate the word samadhi, then it's like the firm establishing of the mind. It's a very different, because sometimes mind can be firmly established just using a small object, but it could be firmly established in a broad perspective as well. Spacious, still samadhi, in the sense that the mind is stable, it's solid, it's clear. Those are the qualities that one wants to be, and also in the when the Buddha describes samadhi, there's a few key words that he uses that are really, really interesting. One is muttu, which is like soft, pliable. Which is you know, when you say, I've got to fix my mind or the tip of my nose, it's not so soft, not so pliable. And also another word that the Buddha uses when he describes samadhi, ekamaniya, which means it's ready for work. So it's like it's ready to do the work of investigation. It's ready to do the work of insight.